From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. This May, one of Idaho's most beloved performing arts organizations, the Boise Philharmonic, will be welcoming a new executive director, Brandon Van Weyenberg. With more than 10 years of experience in the world of orchestra, he is sure to bring something special to the Philharmonic's new season of music. And we're lucky enough to have him join us now to talk more about his new role. Brandon, so nice to have you on the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So, Brandon, tell us a little bit about your experience and where you're coming from.
Well, I'm actually coming from almost the exact parallel in Duluth, Minnesota. I've been the executive director here for the Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra for about 4.5 years. Before that, I worked at the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra, and then I did 10 years in Houston at the Symphony Orchestra there.
So I'm curious then, how do you plan to help grow classical music here in Idaho?
You know, first, I look at this as not just classical music, but it's orchestral music. One of the things that I had to learn, me myself not being a symphony musician, I was a vocalist by training. I also say I study a lot in Excel. I do a lot of financial matters. And I also teach at my graduate college as well. And I look at this as how do we grow just musical experience of really orchestral music. Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, they're wonderful, but also John Williams, wonderful film scores by Eric Korngold, and also video game music are also relevant today, and I think are bringing in new audiences. And so for me, it is the vocabulary of how we talk about the musical experiences, talk about how we share what we do on stage, and also looking into the community and seeing, you know, where people have maybe barriers to entry, whether it's perception, whether it's monetary, whether it's just knowledge, and breaking them down and really trying to reach people where they are.
So, Brandon, what are you most looking forward to about this new role?
You know, I've had the blessing of my life to work with a lot of great organizations. For me, it's about seeing where I can go and have a greater impact. And when I was approached to be the executive director for the Boise Phil, it's looking to how my experience, my leadership can really have a larger impact in Boise. And right now, I think the upswing is great. You have a lot of momentum in people moving to Treasure Valley. You have people who are excited about performances. I was at the John Williams concert in February, sold out concert. People were cheering and singing and clapping along. And I'm looking forward to spreading some of the great things that we've been able to do here in Duluth and spreading that knowledge and bringing that experience into this really an organization that I truly believe is on the verge of great growth.
Well, speaking of growth, you know, people are just starting to come back to live events after COVID. So do you have plans to really help build this audience and you know, bring folks back to these live events?
I do. And definitely we've been seeing that growth since, as you mentioned, since COVID sort of the restrictions relaxed. I arrived in my role in September of 2019, 6 months before COVID. And my first really year with the orchestra, half of that was on Zoom and me telling my mom, you know, that we're having a great concert, you know, while she was watching online. But nothing beats the experience of a live concert. Nothing beats that shared experience. And for me, it's about really having a good conversation with individuals and talking about not only the programming, but also how we really talk about what we do. In Duluth, we've had great success growing subscription base, not only in how we discuss orchestral music, not classical music, but also how we lower barriers of price, find new ways to reach people with good data-driven approaches, and also really great programming. We were just finishing 3 years worth of Unheard Voices, celebrating Black women and next year American living and American composers, and our audience has really grown with us, and I am really, really hoping that that will also be able to translate to the audiences in Boise.
So what are you looking forward to the most about this move? I mean, outside of course taking the job, but coming to a place like the Treasure Valley. I mean, I know you mentioned the Philharmonic in Duluth is very similar to Boise. But we definitely do not get as cold as Duluth.
Yeah, so last year we had record amount of snowfall. We had 147 inches of snow.
Oh my goodness.
I'm looking to put up the snow boots for a little longer here when I reach Boise. But also, I am an avid hiker. My dog Barley and I have hiked most of the Superior Trail up here, outside Lake Superior. I'm looking forward to exploring the foothills. I am also just someone who really loves food, and I didn't get a lot of restaurant experience when I was in town interviewing, but I've been inundated with recommendations for when I arrive. And part of it too is I've never lived in the Pacific Northwest, and I think this is going to be a great opportunity for me to see not only another part of the country, but have greater connections with people who live and work and call this place home.
Well, I have to tell you, I love a good restaurant, and there are so many great ones in Boise nowadays that I can't keep up. I mean, it's a real dilemma. So, I mean, be prepared to do some eating when you get here.
I already have a very long and growing list of staff, musician, board member recommendations that I'll be eating pretty well, which also means my dog will be eating very well.
So when do you officially take over with this new position, Brandon?
I start on May 1st. I'll be concluding some things here in Duluth. Our last concert here is May 4th, and then I'll be moving out there and doing a nice little just drive out there. I'll be in town for the fundraiser coming up on May 10th, and then you can definitely see me before you see me on the hiking trails at the last concert of the Phil on the 18th.
Well, welcome to Boise. Welcome to Idaho. Really a pleasure to talk with you today.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to meeting everyone in person and really having a great experience and time in Boise.
We've been talking with the upcoming new executive director of the Boise Philharmonic, Brandon Van Weinberg. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.